are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our regular Visionary update. And today from Visionary, we're joined by Amy Pearman, who's invited a few members of the network. We're also joined by Deirdre Aitken, the CEO at Highland Blindcraft, and by Laura Lindsay, the service manager of the Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society. So, Amy, let's start with you. What's Visionary been up to in the last few months?
Thanks, Amelia. Well, we're full on conference now. For those of you that don't know Visionary, we're, as Amelia said, a membership organisation for sight loss charities across the UK. We currently have just under 110 members, local members which operate in a particular geographical area, and 30 national partners. And the conference really is one of the key dates in the diary where many of those organisations come together. For 2 days, we host it in Birmingham, and it's next month. So the team at Visionary is just completely full on making sure everything runs as it should, or as close as we can get it to running as it should on the day. And we're always delighted to welcome so many different organisations which do reflect the Visionary network. So as you said, we've got Deirdre and Laura with us today, and our network is quite vast. We have a range of organisations, from volunteer-led organisations offering specific services through to larger member organisations that also operating in a particular geographical area but may run additional services such as care homes, schools, colleges, and have a range of contracted services. And we bring people together at other times of the year as well. So at the moment, we've currently got a series of our country and regional meetings taking place, and the Scotland one was yesterday. And that's a really good opportunity for people working in a across a particular geographical location to come together. I was so pleased actually that Deirdre and Laura could join us, because Deirdre's been part of the Visionary network for a little while, and Laura, as you said, is quite new to it. And it was a great opportunity to hear from them both to understand what's happening within their services and to just share that work that members do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Deirdre, can you tell us a bit more about Highland Blindcraft and what you do?
Yes, certainly. So I started as interim CEO with Highland Blindcraft in December. And then, so that it is a supported employment establishment. It started off as a blind school in Highland in Inverness, and developed into employing and mentoring and training people in employment. So we produce beds, mattresses, headboards, etc., from our factory and showroom in our Connell Street. And in April this year, we also received the NHS contract to deliver low vision services. So my background is in the services side. So we have a small team who are working to try and promote the service, being based in our Connell Street now, and reach out to people in Highlands. And we also deliver services, dual sensory services, to people in the Western Isles.
Fantastic. And how do you work with Visionary?
It's a great network. So you're in touch with people within Scotland, obviously I'm based up in Highland, but it's nice to actually try and attend the meetings in person, to put a face to a name. People, you get emails where you're passing on different bits of strategy or involved consultations, and you're putting those out to your service users. So it's quite nice to actually go to meeting and meet the people, maybe the bigger organisations who are leading on these or working with the Scottish Government. And it's about just finding out what's in different areas, because everybody, all the different organisations, while we're working to deliver on the national strategies, we all have other little things that are unique possibly to our areas that we want to try and develop, whether it be volunteer services or just different parts of services that we think are added value. And it's really good, because sometimes you find you have been thinking about something and you go somewhere and somebody's already doing that. So it's great to be able to speak to somebody and see how things are going, how they've set it up. So it's about not having to reinvent the wheel and working together. And Visionary members are, you know, obviously national, but so it's great to be able to tap into what is happening in Scotland and in England, but without out with your own area.
Brilliant. And we'll move from you as a long-term member to Deirdre to Laura. So Laura, can you tell us a bit more about Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society?
Yes, of course. So we were originally founded in 1879 by John Galt, and was originally known as Dundee Mission to the Outdoor Blind, providing services for Dundee and surrounding areas. But we opened up the boundaries in 2017 and have now members from as far as Arbroath and Forfar. So we're looking to really extend that out to the whole of Tayside. For us, the mission is working towards a world where all people who are blind and partially sighted enjoy the same rights and opportunities and responsibilities as everyone else.
And what are you looking forward to about being part of the Visionary Network?
One thing I can say, I've been pretty new into the role recently, I think 7 weeks to be precise. When I was introduced to Visionary as a new member, the introduction that I received was very warming, and also your knowledge and resource hub has been excellent for me for learning. So I can honestly say, like, I'm very excited about learning more and being able to attend more Scotland events.
And being fairly new in the role, what is one project that you're really excited to be working on as part of the society?
So I would say the biggest project for me is we are looking to, in the future, change our name again, looking to change from Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Societies to something more exciting and attractive. So that's something definitely to watch out over for the next few months that will be coming out.
Fantastic. And in the meantime, while you still have this name, where is the best place for people to learn more about you and get in touch?
So we have a website which is called Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society that also has a link where you can put in your details.
And Deirdre, where can people learn more about Highland Blind Craft?
So we have a website as well, so it's just www.highlandblindcraft.co.uk. It's currently being developed to include the services side of the organisation, and we're based in our Colonel Street in Inverness, so I think if you Google that, you should find us, hopefully.
Fantastic. And finally, Amy, if people are interested in joining the network or want to learn more about what you do, where can they learn more about Visionary?
The best place is our website, which is www.visionary.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Amy Pearman from Visionary, Deirdre Aitken, the CEO of Highland Blind Craft, and Laura Lindsay, the Service Manager of Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.